From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Standoff at Sunrise Creek by Stephen Bly. Now, let's begin with Standoff at Sunrise Creek, Chapter 1. It sounded like the echo of a distant rifle. Just a single shot. Then the howl of the wind. Brannon wasn't sure. He hated to pull his Winchester out of the scabbard. He hoped to protect it from the sandstorm, but in this case, precaution outweighed a clean barrel. Stuart Brannon had no idea where Ute country ended and Navajo country began. He didn't know whether he was in Utah, Arizona, or even still in New Mexico territory. Somewhere up to the north, he expected to find the San Juan River, and somewhere down below should be Mexican water. A bitter, hot wind raged out of the canyons to the west and swirled across the flat, parched desert floor. There was no clean air to breathe, no peaceful vistas to view. His black hat was tied on and pulled down, his red bandana yanked up over his nose. His eyes reduced to narrow slits, horizontal gun slots on a fortress wall. Fine dust sucked his tongue dry and ground like flour on a millstone between his teeth. He could feel the rough cotton shirt grit the dirt into his shoulders. The heat of the sand inside his boots pained his raw feet. When he could see anything at all, only small, scattered gray sagebrush came into view. Again, sounding even more distant, came the report of a rifle. He jerked the reins tight and stood up in the stirrups. No horizon. No signs of life.